You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice
of
Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We are coming up on Thanksgiving here in a very short period of time, and hope that you will remember that you have much to be thankful for. And if you do not have a church home, we would like to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. We would love to have the opportunity to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with you. We have much to be thankful for. We had a death in the family recently, and at those times, while they are very sad, we can be thankful that Jesus is on the throne, and that the person who passed away was a believer, name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, served Jesus in a layperson capacity, and we're thankful that they are now whole and worshiping around the throne of God. And so we thank you for your prayers. It was it was a family member, not any of our family here in Florida, but a very, very dear and precious person to our family. And that does not mean that we do not get to thank God. We do thank God. We thank God for a lot of wonderful years and his sustaining grace and provision and wisdom that really has made this situation a lot more easy to navigate. So also like to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you are looking at having some concrete work done, Jits Concrete have decades and decades of experience. At one point in time, they had a bunch of their team members working on a project, and it was well over 100 years of experience that was on the job site on that day. So when I talk about they have decades of experience, expertise, and a great work ethic, I'm not talking a short period of time. It's a long, long period of time. They're not afraid to do the hard work. They do it. They do it right. They want to do it right the first time so that it doesn't have to be redone again. There are some things that you can redo, and it's not all that challenging. Concrete is not one of those. You want to get that right the first time. And so we are very thankful for the folks of Jits Concrete that they believe in the Refresh Radio program. They've done a number of projects for us around the church. They've done projects for many of my friends and business people that I know, and keep getting callbacks for more work because what they've done before has been done the right way. So if you have anything you've got on the calendar, Jits Concrete may be a great resource for you. 321-536-5804. We thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. So today we are returning to Psalm 138. Psalm 138. I have it in several different versions today that I want to talk about. But let me read verses 1. I'll just read all 8 verses, and then we'll dive into the latter part of verse number 2, which is where we left off on yesterday's program. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. So, in verse number 2, the psalmist says, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name. And then he begins to describe reasons as to why he could praise his name. And so we talked about God's loving kindness, his mercy, his truth. And then in the latter part of verse number 2, there is a very interesting reason that is given, and it is this: for you have magnified your word above all your name. And I will tell you, God is immeasurable. He has no measurements that could go beyond what he is. He is without compare. And so when it says here that God has magnified his word above all his name, it doesn't mean that it is made bigger, but instead magnification is what happens with our perception. And so God works in our heart and in our lives so that we see with greater clarity the importance and the clarity of the Word of God. So I have all of these notes that I write to myself in my Bible that I try and use to help me to remember things that I've studied in the past. And sometimes, because my writing is, sometimes it's too fast, sometimes the space that I have is too small, sometimes it's because my writing would be completely and totally unacceptable to my English teacher from when I was in school, but sometimes I have a difficult time making out what it is that I have written down. And I have learned this little trick that if I take my phone and open up the camera feature on it, or there's on one of my devices, it's there's a magnifying element, that if I will put that over the text that I'm looking at, that I can enlarge the screen and it will magnify what I'm able to see, and that it hasn't changed the reality of the what's written on the page, but it does enhance my ability to be able to perceive and understand what is written on the page. And, you know, I wrote it, so I have to sometimes interpret my own scribble. Here, God says that, or David says that God has magnified his word above all your name. So I went looking, and I was like, I remember another translation, and they've modified the New International Version again. I used to preach from the New International Version. But the reason that I switched from it was because they kept changing the words, and I didn't like that. Because when I go to put a slide or things together, I want to make sure that what I have in my hard copy is the same as what shows up on the screen. And so I switched to the New King James Version probably 20 years ago for exactly that reason. And so if you go and look up the electronic version of the New International Version, it is going to say something different than what I'm getting ready to tell you. But in the older version of the New International Version, it said, "You have exalted your word and your name above all else." And I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for God's name, and I'm also thankful for God's word. When we add the name of Jesus, it's not just an addendum to whatever prayer we're praying, whether it's over our food or closing a prayer. It is the authority by which we get to come into the presence of the Lord. The name of Jesus is the name that gives us spiritual authority to be able to stand in faith against whatever adversaries we may be dealing with. And it's the word that helps us to understand that name. So in a day and time where secular society is constantly trying to undermine and assail the word of God, we should be elevating the word of God to the point that it's the word of God above every other thing. So that is a battle. It's a temptation that the enemy uses against people time and time again. So we have to make sure that it's the word of God that is the highest standard, that we make it great. Literally, that could be one of the ways that it the term magnified is translated in this passage, is to make it great. Make yourself aware of the greatness and the overarching supremacy of the word of God. It's more important than your hurt. It's more important than your feelings, your disappointments. It's more important than your emotions, your physical needs. The word of God is the foundation on which we stand, and it is also elevated to the highest place in our earthly life. It's right there with God. It is impossible to distinguish between Jesus, the living word, and, let me rephrase this. It's not... God can help us to understand the differences between the Father, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, but they all operate in unity. And so God will never, ever violate his word. And so many times I will be having conversations with people and they will say something, and my first inclination is how does it line up with the word? How does it line up with the word of God? And if it doesn't line up with the word of God, then Houston, we have a problem. We're either going to have a discussion if they're open to discussion. If they're not open to discussion, then I just say, well, you know, I know how to pray for them now. That I need to pray that their eyes would be open to the truth of God's word, to where they embrace the word of God more than the standard that they are applying in their lives. It's impossible for God to lie. Impossible for God to lie. So as I was preparing to come into the studio this morning, all of a sudden this question arose in my mind, and so I want to pose it to you. What is it that may be elevated in your life above the word of God? I don't remember who it was. I was with someone, and someone handed them an item. I don't remember details about this, but the person that handed it to them set it on top of their Bible. And without saying a word, that person reached over, grabbed the item that was on top of the Bible, and put it underneath the Bible. They wanted to put practical steps into the elevated Word of God to make sure that there was nothing on top of it. That was a physical act representing a spiritual truth in their life. And that always spoke, you know, powerfully to me. So the question I have is there anything that's elevated above the Word of God or magnified in your life to where you see it as of more urgency or more important than God's Word? Because if so, that needs to be corrected. So I don't believe that this verse is describing necessarily a hierarchy in importance, because there's no weak aspects in God, but I do believe that it is important for our perception, and so God wants us to see His Word. So several years ago, we were teaching our discipleship series, and it took us 22 months, I believe, to get through that particular passage or that particular format that we went through on Wednesday nights. And they asked, you know, what's the first lesson we're going to teach? And I said, the first lesson we're going to teach is the Word of God, because we have to understand the immutability of God's Word. We've got to understand the importance of God's Word, the revelation of God's Word, the anointing on God's Word, the value on God's Word. The devil has been trying to undermine the Word of God since the Garden. And, you know, it was what he used to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. We need to understand how important the Word of God is. And I will say this, if you own a Bible, that is fantastic. If you never utilize that Bible, that's a problem. So as you are prioritizing your day, as you are prioritizing your life, your finances, make sure that everything is measured by the Word of God. A long time ago, we created some business cards, and they had a little magnifying lens in them, and it said, Merit Assembly God, oh, come magnify the Lord with us, I believe is something that the verse, I think, that we put on those. I want you to know that there were people who kept those, who still utilize them decades later, because sometimes we just need a little help in the area of perception. I've told the people of our congregation that as I continue to go through the Word of God, every year there is something, a passage, a principle in God's Word that God magnifies, and it just grabs hold of my heart and my attention, and it's like, that is really, really good. God has magnified His Word above all His name. Verse number 3 says this, in the day when I cried out, you answered me. Now, we talked about this a little bit from some other passages. One of them was Psalm 118. And let me just read that one here for you. I actually have a hard copy Bible here, and it says, in verse number 21, I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. And verse number 5, it says, the Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. We talked about both of those things, or the place that God has for us. Here it says, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. So the word answered, it means God responded. I will say this, God is not passive involvement in our life. He is sitting there waiting for us to cry out to him. He wants to be active in our life. The word of God is quick. It is powerful. It is live. It's able to penetrate the joints and the marrow and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You and I need to realize how powerful the word of God is and how powerful God's response is. It says, and you answered me. So if whatever you've got going on in your life today, if you cry out to God in your prayer of faith, understand God is going to respond. So a lot of times when we are praying, there are a lot of need-based prayers. It's okay if you've got a need as long as you are praying in faith, because faith is a gift from God, and faith gets God's attention. I mean, if the woman who grabbed the hem of his garment did so in faith, said, there's no one else that's been able to resolve my issue, but I believe that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, that my circumstances are going to be changed. So, and for her, they were. So, here it says that not only does God position us in a wonderful place, and he strengthens us, but it says, and made me bold with strength in my soul. When God responds, a lot of times he may change the circumstances. But what David experienced here was that when God responded, it changed David. There are many different ways that people respond in life. Some people are hesitant. Some people are rambunctious. They're just ready to go after it. Some people are motivated by fear. Some people are motivated by a lot of different issues. But here, David said that when he cried and God responded, or God answered, that David was made bold with strength in his soul. And so I went looking to find out. I dove into the passage. And I had to scratch my head for a moment to figure out how in the world that translation came about, because it talks about a tempest. It talks about a storm. Many times when we are faced with challenges, those challenges tend to intimidate us. But when God emboldens us, it is like a storm that comes on the horizon, comes into the area, and it will change the atmosphere. It'll change the environment around it. And a lot of times people live their life afraid that the devil's going to do something bad to them. I want to encourage you today that that's not the scriptural perspective for a believer. The scriptural principle is that God makes us bold as a lion, that when he responds to our prayer, it changes us so that we face that circumstance in fear, in faith, in boldness. It changes everything around us, and it causes those who are afraid of that storm, my mouth sometimes gets all tangled up, that the roles of intimidation are reversed, that when God makes us bold, when we've submitted to God, then we're able to resist the devil and he will flee. So I pray that as you are having God respond in your life, that it will show up with strength in your soul. I've told people this. I have the gift of stubborn. Now, I come from a long line of people in my family who can be pretty stubborn. But what I have chosen to do is to allow that personality trait to be under the lordship of Jesus Christ, so I am not stubborn against the things of God. I am stubborn for the things of God. So when difficult circumstances arise, like you have the death of a loved one, what does the Word of God say? It says, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of the saints. Death is not a defeat. Death is a promotion for the believer into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so I don't get discouraged. I get thankful because God has changed that circumstance and changed the reality. You and I, what we see here in Psalm 138 verses 2 and 3 is whenever we are faced with adversity and we say, God, you've magnified your word above all your name, so I'm going to look to see what your word has to say. You're going to respond as I cry out to you in prayer, and you are going to make me bold enough to be able to stand in this season of adversity and to stand firm in the faith, to stand in your truth, and we will see the victory. One of the verses that I really like, it says this, I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. That is a statement of faith. I hope today that God will make you bold in his word and in his response to your prayers, and that you will have strength in your soul. So you have a wonderful day today. Go out and be a blessing to someone. That's what we strive to do at Merit Assembly. And we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.